goes way back to the evaluation process. You know, we're thinking about drafting Allie. The thought was he can play guard, but we thought he really would be a very good center at some point. You know, from day one since he's been here, he's been snapping. Okay, so the process started 2 years ago. So to me, it was just a natural progression for him to move to center. And I had told him even previous to this year, I said, you know, eventually you're going to center. So it's just a matter of when, you know, so.
Aside from just snapping the ball, what are some of the differences that he's going to have to kind of adjust to if he does, in fact, play that position this year?
He just has to see the defense. You know, the way we operate our offense is between the quarterback and the center. They see the defense. They take care of all the calls and the protections and whatnot. And he always, even as a guard, he was always paying attention to that. So I don't think it's going to be that big a transition for him.
How do you kind of parse out Kevin Pamphill's snaps? I mean, he was supposed to be a tackle. Now he's a guard. Looks like he's going to be a guard.
You know, when we draft guys, I always look at guys that can play multiple positions. Caleb Benenock, he's a guard tackle, and he's been snapping since he's been here. So just for our survival, if you're not a starter, you got to be able to play multiple positions. And so that gives you a chance to make a team and stick in the league. So until you become a starter at a position, you got to have the ability to play multiple positions. So, again, any guy we look at in the draft, unless, unlike Donovan and Allie, when they came in, we were looking at those guys that come in and start. You expect them to be compete to be a backup, and you expect them to play multiple positions.
A lot of depth on the interior guard and the center. How do you feel about your depth behind Donovan and behind?
Well, first thing is, if we have an issue at tackle, Kevin's the first guy to go out. All right, so he's the number one guy to go play tackle. So we have more depth than it appears on our depth chart. And Leonard is doing a fantastic job this spring, and Caleb's playing tackle and guard as well. So I think we have pretty good depth. I'm not nervous about it. If I was nervous about it, I'd have been screaming on draft day, we need a guy. But I think we're in pretty good shape.
Were you surprised how often people, I don't know how much you look at what the media does or what mock drafts do, but a lot of people had you guys taking a tackle at 19.
I didn't get that. I saw that. I'm like, really? Unless they know something I don't.
George, can you speak to, you know, it seems like Donovan Smith gets beat up a lot by Nash. Can you talk about what you see and what you know that other people don't see when they're watching broadcast tape?
I'm going to say this. If you look at Donovan last year, the first thing he has to improve on is just being consistent. Okay, he is an unbelievable talent. I mean, when I say he's unbelievable, I think he literally can be one of the top two or three tackles in the league. That's just my opinion, though. I love the guy. I think he's got strength. He's got quickness. He's got athleticism. He's smart. I thought the early part of the year last year, he just wasn't very consistent. If you watch him in the second half of the season, he played a lot more consistent, played way better for us. And I think that's where he is and where he's going to go up from. I'm excited for Donovan. I think you all better get ready for somebody to do something spectacular. I think he's going to be a really great player for us.
What's the key to that consistency? Is it more of an emphasis on technique? Is it more of an emphasis on studying pass rushers that he's going to go against?
I just think him getting comfortable with what he is. I mean, everybody's different. I mean, I've been fortunate to coach some really good tackles, and every tackle, they figure out what they are and what they do best and how they go about it. And it's just, for him, it's just a process of figuring that out. And, you know, I give him a lot of stuff. I mean, I try to give him a full tool belt to use in the games, and then we have to sort out what he does best. So I think he figured that out towards probably game 8 last year, game 9, and he settled in.
Coach, as a run game coordinator as well, what about Jaquizz Rodgers made him so much more successful last year for his own career and then as more than the other guys that also ran the ball?
He knows how to run it. I mean, he does a good job of getting to his aiming points. He's very patient. If he sees a hole, he takes it. He doesn't panic. You know, you talk to Spence about that more than me. But I just think he's really consistent about what he does, and he's a tough kid.
What have you seen out of J.R. Sweezy? You didn't get a chance to really work with him much last year because of the injury, but now that he's healthy.
He's doing a nice job for us out there. He works his tail off. He brings an edge. I'm excited to see him when we get in pads, and it's for real. He's got a little bit of Logan to him, which I thought we missed last year. I don't even know how to describe it, but that I'm going to beat the dog crap out of your edge. And so,
pretty good description.
That'll do.
So he has that, and, you know, just one day at a time with him.